Jones, let's kick off Grab Bag today with a guest. It's a Patriots Friday.
Well, every Patriots Friday, we're joined by either Milton Williams or Mike Onwenu. Today, Mike Onwenu joining us. He's brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market. You can look for the new lower prices everyday tags throughout the store and save on the items that you buy most. Mike Onwenu, welcome back to the Grab Bag here on Jones and Keefe.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Now, what am I hearing? You guys are getting ready to hit the road. What am I listening to?
This is not my playlist, but this is what they got playing in the background.
What's your plan on when you're on? Yeah, it is. When you're flying, when you're on the plane, are you watching stuff? Are you sleeping? What are your habits on the plane?
On the plane, it depends on the direction of the flight. If it's a quick flight, I'm probably gonna go to sleep. If it's a longer flight, I'll probably go to sleep for the first hour or when we take off. Then I'll wake up and probably watch a little bit of tape or watch a show.
I heard Christian Gonzalez, your teammate, say earlier this week, and he meant it as a compliment, Buffalo is probably the closest thing in the NFL to a big, like, college environment. Is it fun to go into a place like that? Is it stressful to go into a place like that? Like, how do you view going into an environment like Buffalo that does feel different than some other locations around the league?
Yeah, I would say, I don't know about that, but I mean, it's definitely obviously a rival, but those games in those hostile environments, you know, those are, as an athlete, I mean, that's what you want. You don't want to just be in the stadium and it's quiet, you know, whether it's people booing you or hating you or whatever. I mean, that's energy for you, energy for us. So, I mean, that's, you know, I'm amped for those type of games, and I think everyone feels the same.
What about the primetime games? Is it something, do you look forward to being the only game in town and all eyes on you? Does it feel like a different game? Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I look forward to it. You know, obviously it's a Sunday night game. So, I mean, like you said, everybody's going to be watching this. That's when you got to show up. So definitely look forward to it.
You said you didn't know about that, like the crazy environment in Buffalo. What would you say is the craziest fan base or environment you've been into?
Environment.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say it's a college environment. That's all I was trying to say.
So what?
Yeah, come from the Big Ten.
I was going to say. So what would be like your standard of a crazy environment in like the Big Ten or from your college, your time at Michigan?
The only game. Well, I'm not gonna say the only game, but I'll say the game that stands out the most. Probably everyone that will remember is probably like the Whiteout game at Penn State. I think it was a night game that I had there in 2019 versus them. Might have been 2019, 2018, but. That was just, you know, talk about a crowd. You couldn't hear nothing. Couldn't hear the whistles from the refs, you know, stuff like that. But, I mean, definitely, it's going to be lively. I know the fans are going to show up. They're going to let us hear it. So, it's going to be a good game.
How do you feel the offensive line, how you guys have played through the first four games of the season? It was really, you're the only returning player. And you look around in the huddle and you got four new offensive linemen. Wilson hurt last week. Ben Brown steps up. But through a quarter of the season, how would you assess the offensive line play?
I would say we've done some good things and some I wouldn't say bad, but just not good fundamental things. You know, a couple of times we've been beating ourselves individually. And, you know, obviously as an O-line, when one guy doesn't do his job up to par, you know, it falls apart. We need all of us doing the right or correct thing. So, I think we've been doing okay. We've been doing good. As the season has been going on, we've been improving on things in our run game or whether it's our pass pro. Seeing what people are attacking us with and fixing our improvements or stuff that we got beat on in the past.
Bills Mafia can be a little wild pregame, jumping through tables, in-game, throwing stuff on the field.
Sure.
What's the craziest you've seen from the Bills Mafia?
I would just say probably always the entrance when we're riding in on the bus, seeing all the fans, seeing everyone flip us off and everything like that, which is, you know, same thing. It's a good feeling. You know, I love it, you know. So I would say that's probably what I always look forward to or always remember when I have those hostile environments or going on these away games, specifically in the Bills.
You know, from the outside, you know, we look at it and we're like, oh, the Bills are 4-0, and you know, you guys are 2-2 going in. Bills might be the best team in the conference. We look at it as a sort of a measuring stick game. Do you guys look at it the same way?
No, every game is different. Every game is a new game. So, I mean, obviously we're playing in the game to win the game. So, I don't know as far as measuring, but, you know, it's a good competition across the ball. And, you know, that's why we play.
All right. Well, Mike Onwenu, best of luck this weekend in Buffalo. We'll talk to you in a couple of weeks. Thanks for joining us here.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Mike.